Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to RCC, Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and guided by the Holy Spirit. Let's worship Jesus. Yay, Jesus, we praise you, we worship you.
Peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave victory.
Amen, my Lord Jesus. We love you and we will rise. We will rise, Lord Jesus, to greet you in the air. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And we just cannot wait for your appearing. We know you're going to be here in a blink to take home our CC in our elopture and then to take home your rapture bride soon after. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. And we just want to be in your arms. And I just want to say, I lift you up, Lord Jesus, and bless you with encouragement and love and peace and happiness and joy. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I want to say a prayer for the RCC. Lord Jesus, I ask you to shower the RCC and their families with peace and happiness and joy and supernatural favor and blessing. Shower them with strength and endurance and patience and perfect health and energy. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Love you, RCC. All right, so let us, as you know, I like to start off, this is Tana, by the way, start off with our armor of God, because it is very important this day and age, the end times, with the pale horse riding. So everyone put on your full armor of God. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. That's Ephesians 6:13-18. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then Psalm 91 is very important for all of you. Hopefully all of you say it every day. And if you can, memorize it so you can say it when you're out and about if you need to. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your buckler, your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 91. All right, so welcome all my RCC brides in chat. Welcome, Ben. I love you, Ben. And welcome, Judy. Love you, Judy. Welcome, Deborah. Love you, Deborah. Welcome, guest 2346. Love you, guest. We'll give you about 15 minutes, guest, to make a name for yourself and log in. We are a beautiful family here. And if you are one of our amazing family members, just text or email one of your fellow RCC family, and I won't kick you out. So just guess we're going to have to kick you out if so make a name for yourself. If you don't make a name for yourself, I'm going to have to kick you, unfortunately, because we're family, and Jesus is our pastor, and he wants order, and we share personal things and not for everyone to hear. So make a name for yourself. And like I said, if you are a fellow RCC member already, just email one of your RCC family or text them, and they will text me, or if you can do the little private message, Rapture Centric 101, and let me know. I won't kick you either. And welcome, Bill. Love you, Bill. Welcome, Alana. Love you, Alana. And a little birdie told me it's Alana's birthday today. Happy birthday, Alana. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alana. Happy birthday to you. And we're not going to have many more on Earth, so I'm not going to say many more, because in heaven, you'll be for your next birthday. Hi, Raina. Love you, Raina. Hi, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. Hi, Rosemary. Love you, Rosemary. Hi, Tomahawk. Love you, Tomahawk. I have all these amazing brides waiting online, and I think I will let the brides on, and then I'm going to play a special little birthday song for my Alana as soon as I can find it. Let me let the brides on. Let's welcome Keith, my brother Keith. Hi, bro. Hi, Keith. I love you. Welcome,
hey.
Keith. You're unmuted.
Hey, everybody. Love you all.
Hi,
happy birthday, Alana.
You.
Love you.
All right. I'm going to welcome, I believe this is Ben. Is this Ben? Hi, Ben.
Got it right. Hey.
Love you, Ben.
Glad to
and
be here.
And then we have Tomahawk. Hi, Tomahawk. Love you. Tomahawk, we hear you.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I'm here.
Put the Twix bar down, Tomahawk. Church time.
Yeah.
Hi, Jared. Love you, Jared. Welcome.
Hey, love you too.
And then this is either going to be Sarabelle or Jerry. Hi. 31737.
Hi.
This is Sarabelle.
Hey, everybody.
Yep.
Hi, Sarabelle.
Hey,
love you. Welcome. Hi.
Hey, Jared, Thomas, and Ben as well.
Happy birthday, Alana.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, happy birthday, Alana. Jared, you have to go to work today, honey bunny?
I do.
Do you want to share? Do you have anything to share before you go then?
Nope. Just listening in today.
Well, give us a rapture date then, Jared. Come on, when are we going?
Okay. We're going in 5 minutes.
Awesome, okay. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Before you go to work, that would be amazing, because I feel you, buddy, I feel you.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm looking for that song that I want to play. I just have to figure out where it is. I have another right on the phone, though, which I don't recognize a number. 716? Hi,
yeah,
716.
Hello.
Hello.
It's not working.
Who is this? Hello, 716. All right, 716 dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyone want to share anything while I'm looking for the song?
I had a good prayer today when I went to the church and I saw Lee, that woman that has her gifts open. It was nice. We prayed and then I could feel the throne of God open up and the energy pour out, which was cool. It happens when I praise God too. After a couple of minutes, I can see the throne open up and then his energy start pouring out like a white light. So she like encouraged me to, you know, when they do that, to keep the energy open until God's done. Don't, like, turn it off when I'm done, you know. Like, let God do this thing. And then that energy will come through and do whatever it needs to do to heal and regenerate me. So it was a really wonderful session today. Beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Awesome. And just other than that, I think, I mean, things seem a little bit quiet with the Ebola. There's one in New York City, a little bit quiet with the wars and stuff. But really, it's just, you know, it's not really that it's quiet. It's just more that the news is not reporting so much on it. So they get bored with things. But still, things are going full swing in the world with the four horsemen riding, you know. So we've got all five seals already happening. So things are definitely moving fast, and I expect to see Ebola pick up in the U.S. Pretty quickly here and start going a little bit crazier. So
yeah, or, you know, our government's in charge of the newspapers, so who knows, they could be hush-hush about it all now.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I'm exactly
spread
a good point. I'm sure
silently
been,
as opposed
yeah.
to...
You're right.
But the media, like, make it like a scare, but then, oh, we've got it under control, but then, like, hide it in the media... That it's
you're right.
spreading even more. You never
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, because they don't want they want to look like it's all under control and it's all pretty much done and solved, you know. But now in Africa, it's like 10,000 cases a week, pretty close to that, pretty soon. So they figured by January, but probably going to be sooner. That means it's just going to go like wild. Plus, we're still letting those people in our country, which is crazy, but that's another thing that will not stop that whole thing. And ISIS is still, the U.S. is doing a really lame job of taking out ISIS.
I wonder
ISIS
why.
ISIS used to be, yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, they're doing a horrible job, the article said, and
yeah, they're like, oh, there's, he's standing right there. Okay, let's do the bomb 50 yards away from him or 50 yards from him so it doesn't hit him. Don't hit him, guys.
They've been bombing, like, empty buildings and all kinds of stupid things. So, yeah, I mean, there's no reason why you need a ground. We can do anything by air. We should have done all our wars by air. You can, you know, you can take them out. But we're, like I said, we're doing a bad job. They keep moving forward. You know, they're going in, like, a big circle. If you look at it, it's actually a circle, and it's going out. There's Bible verses on which country they're going next. And Lebanon was one of them they went into. But it's actually like a big circle around Israel.
Uh-huh.
And the last part will be Israel. Israel's freaked out, you know, because they're getting more on high alert of wanting a state of peace and a guarantee of peace from the U.S. because they just feel like, you know, we're just kind of letting everything roll. Europe's asleep on the deal. We're doing a lame attack by air, which is not working, and meantime, you know, ISIS is getting stronger towards them, and of course, we're doing nothing with Iran. Iran's completely going full force with their nuclear bomb, so this is a time when Israel is starting to say they want, demanding peace from the U.S., protection, I should say is a better word, protection, so, and that's where the peace treaty will come into play. We're going to offer them that deal for peace, as the Bible says, for protection, sign the deal. There you go, and then that's when we get out of here. So I do, Michelle had a really interesting thing she said the other day on the radio about the days were moving really fast, and I thought, wow, it's really profound that she said that because, you know, it's a fact that the Bible says that the days will be shortened, okay? We are in those shortened days now, believe it or not. That prophecy is being fulfilled as we speak. The days are flying by. The time frames are shortened. There's not going to be 7 years. It's shortened because it's actually shorter because of the fact the days are shortened. 3.5 years is shortened because if you look at the mid-trib sign, which is 2017, and you go back 3.5 years, that means the tribulation should have started in April of this year. So now we're cutting off half a year off, and now we're down to 3 years. So you can see the time is actually shortened for the mid-trib to even start. So we're already, I believe we're in the tribulation, but we're not in the great tribulation. The Bible says we'll be withheld from the tribulation hour. That, I feel, is referring to that great tribulation, which is when everything will go. One-third of the world will die, one-fourth from the Ebola, and one-third from the war and all that. So, but, you know, we're definitely, the days are shortened right now. Things are moving very fast. Like Michelle had said that she felt the days were going fast. Things are going fast. The speed of the wars and the speed of things is moving. You know, I always look at how fast things move. I've been timing this for 4 years now, 2011. I look at the pace of things, and things are really, really getting faster and faster. The Ebola is this upswing and things. So that's why what's going to happen is we get raptured, and then the quake hits, the meteors hit, and the East Coast gets hit, the tsunami, and then bam, 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 things just get hit one after another because you can't have one-fourth or one-third of the world die and all that stuff on a slow 7-year plan. So, but that's why everyone should know that high alert, we're going out anytime now, very, very soon. So, you know, that we should be walking around looking up in the sky all the time. Okay, because redemption draws near. It's at the door. So,
amen, you know. Amen. Yeah, domino effect. 716 is called back, so let's see who this is. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi. This is, hello.
Hi.
Mike Thompson. This is Mike Thompson here. I finally got a phone that works. I tried to call
Mike,
before. My phone
back.
Didn't work. Hey, I call in once in a while. I listen to the program all the time. And I'll call in when I got something. And I've been, you know, I don't get, like, words and visions and dreams, but I ponder. And it seems like pondering in the bathtub, just stuff just comes to you. And I've been thinking about the three prophets, and I really think they have something to do with our time. That would be Enoch, Elijah, and Elisha.
Uh-huh.
Now, Enoch was before the flood, and it says that he believed God that he would not see death. And I read on the Five Doves, which I've been going there for like 15 years, that he was raptured on his birthday. Now, of course, you know, my birthday's the 29th, so I'm laying in the bathtub, and I'm thinking, you know, I should believe God that I'm going to be translated on my birthday.
Sounds good to me,
It's on the 29th. And then I'm thinking tonight, and laying in the bathtub again, 29 is the number of departure.
Oh, is it?
That's the biblical. Yeah, the biblical. It's also a number of judgment, because if you add 2 and 9, you got 11, and that's a judgment number, confusion and judgment. But I want to get back to these prophets,
mm-hmm.
because Elijah, now you got to fast forward like 2,000 years from Enoch. Elijah, he was the guy who was being pursued by the wicked queen and the king. And he had enough. He was like, oh, get me out of here. Take me. So, but there's no record of him saying that he believed God to be translated. There was just a record about Enoch. But the Lord took Elijah up in a whirlwind. And Elisha, now there's a real close connection between these two guys. Elisha was the guy that saw him go up. And Elisha got the double portion of the spirit that was on Elijah. He had asked for it. And Elijah said, well, if you see me when I leave, you're going to get what you want. So I'm thinking and pondering, we are believing God to be translated. We're like Enoch. People after us are going to be like Elijah when they just get caught up. And the people that see them go are going to be the people who get the double. It's, you know, during the tribulation, it isn't just going to be the devil thing. It's going to be the Lord's going to come in like a flood when this thing, you know, comes about. So, you know, the closeness of these names, Elijah and Elisha, are like giving us a clue of the sequence. So that's what I was thinking about, you know, last couple of days. And it looks really good to me.
It sounds amazing to me, and that all lines up with some of the time frames that some of your fellow rapture-centric family have been getting. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Alana's birthday today, so we can poof on Alana's birthday.
Oh, that sounds
good
to me,
before your birthday,
too.
And then you can have your birthday in heaven. So how's that?
That sounds good. I also want to say something else that correlates with the double portion people who are going to be in the tribulation. And that goes to the table that Joseph set when he revealed himself to his brothers. This was in Egypt. Joseph had gotten all of his brothers there at the table, and he set them all in their birth order. But he gave the youngest one, Benjamin, he set in front of him five times the portion that he did with the other ones. And this is a picture of those people in the tribulation. They're going to get five times from the hand of the Lord the power that you know, the Lord says about us that we have a little bit of strength and that we haven't denied his name. But these people who are coming later are going to get the double. And it's just another picture of Elijah and Elisha. So it's not over when the rapture comes. You know, some people will think, nobody's going to be saved after that. But that's not the case. So that's my 2 cents tonight.
No, and that's an amazing 2 cents. It's very encouraging. Thank you for sharing
that's
your...
really cool.
Your bathtub 2 cents.
Okay, guys. I'm going to go listen on the radio now.
All right. Love you, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I have unmuted my beautiful birthday girl, Alana. Hi, Alana. Alana, it's your turn.
Oh, my God.
You know, girl, I don't even know if I can actually make any sense because I'm pretty drunk, to tell you the truth. I knew he was going to do something on my birthday, but it's kind of big and thick and fast, and I'm kind of overwhelmed and... Okay, what can I share with you? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. What can I say? I feel like things are speeding up. I feel like it's very important for us as a church and as individuals to really walk with him. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but with every single breath, I mean, with your in-breath, it's just God and Jehovah, Father God. With your out-breath, it is I love you, Jesus. I mean, it is just, it's that tight a walk. So that's a part of what's going on. I am completely sickly drunk at this point. I am dead drunk in ways that I can't even explain. I will just tell you a quick story. I was just reading some Bible yesterday. This has just been my weekend, what I was going to do. And I was reading, for some reason, Nehemiah. And I was like, why are you bringing me to Nehemiah? Don't get it. Okay, I'm going to read it. And then I just went right to Revelation. I'm like, boy, am I not getting this, you know? And so today, the movie that I was going to watch was the story of Daniel, the book of Daniel. I had never seen it before. And it suddenly dawned on me why I was reading Nehemiah. It was the same period that Daniel ended on with, I think it was Cyrus, whatever king of Persia it was, sending Jerusalem back. Because what I kept refocusing on was rebuilding the wall, rebuilding the wall. That just was huge to me. He's really been rocking on me. I'm really not lucid. I left the last time I went to work. I left a meeting on Thursday, and I was all I could hear in my head was the parable of the sower, and I could hear it loud and clear, and I could also get an interpretation on it that I had never had, which is the seed is good. Some of it just falls by the wayside, and some of it on stones, and some of it in thorny ground. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the seed. It has, you know, if you have ears, then you can hear. So I was just like, okay. And then, you know, so during the day I said, okay, well, let me just read some scripture. I'm feeling kind of New Testament here. And I opened up to Matthew 5, and it's the parable of the sower. I was like, whoa, where are you going with this? And then I looked at the date, and I saw the 5, and I saw it going to 6, and this is where I'm at. So I can tell you right now that, y'all, I'm sorry, that I'm crazy, stupid, you know, I mean, I don't get visions and stuff like that, you know, because then I'd be, you know, taking some serious antipsychotics, but I really would, but because I'm in the profession. But, yeah, he's rocking on my soul and my heart, and is giving me all kinds of stuff. Judy, you know, because I done shared much of this with you already. He just kind of said to me, okay, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and share this, Lord. All right, all right. And he's like, here's your Christmas, here's your birthday gift. You know, the day you come in, the day you came into this world is the day you freed of it. And I'm not talking about rapture, y'all. The day you freed of it. And he said,
oh, amen. Yeah.
What he said is, what you get is the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father. And you talk about a sobbing, drunken, completely discombobulated woman, and somehow I was able to come back out of it enough to say, okay, what have you got for RCC up in here, you know? And he's like, yo, serious. I think the words that stay in my mind without looking at it, it has already been decreed. Just wait on
it. Wow.
Walk in it. It's already been, it's a done deal, babies. It's a done deal. Okay, and he was just lifting me up into the lap of the Father, and I was just falling into his heart. It was, yeah, it was deep, yo.
Cool.
I'm almost in tears. So that's what I have to say to you. I'm drunk as a skunk. Don't tease me about this tomorrow. And I'm going to push a date up in here, and I'm going to say, you know, I'm a 28th girl. Yeah, I'm a 28th girl, really. I am an October 28th girl, seriously. But it can stretch out. You know, Jerry, I'm right with you with that 5, and I would stretch that one out to the 9th. And if I had to go all the way on it, I would say the day before Thanksgiving, the 26th. That's what I'm going to call. That's where I'm standing right now. Okay, y'all?
Amen. Yeah, that's fine. And when you said Matthew 5 before you even said it, I'm like, oh, she got a 5. 5, that 5 stuck out to me. So I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I did. And it was the very parable that, you know, and it's just like stuff's been coming into my head and I've been seeing it like manifest in like 48 hours. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just saw this. So when Keith, when you were saying stuff is coming around fast, I got to tell you, boy, this is on the giddy-up train.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're galloping out of here.
Cool.
All right, Alana, this is for you, my love. Happy birthday.
Love you, Alana. Happy
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt somehow. Don't you draw the queen of heaven, boy? She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some bad things have been laid upon your table, but you're only one that you can't get. Desperado, all you need is more time. The pain and the hunger, they're driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom, we'll let you feel down. Isn't it walking through this world all alone?
Thank you so much.
Woo! Yes, we love you, Jesus. We love you. We're desperate for you. And happy, that was your birthday song, Alana. Hope you enjoyed it. In honor of you and Jesus, of course. Thank you, Father God, for creating Alana on this amazing day of our departure. And I want to welcome Mama Pat now. Hi, Mama Pat. Welcome. We
love you. Everybody. How you doing? I'm a little late. My son was here, but I'm here. Love y'all.
It's all good.
Happy birthday, Alana. Happy birthday, honey. Happy, happy.
All right. What
oh,
amazing
dear.
Share with us
yeah.
today.
Oh. I have, there's a message from, Glenda, it's really good. all this playing card stuff going around here. Hey, we all been there. We all played our tickets and stuff. We're nobody's exempt. What I find,
oh, yeah.
you know, it's when you say to God, oh, but yeah, if I won, man, think of all the people I could help and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. So listen, just listen to him in your heart, and he'll tell you yes, no, maybe. There's not too many maybes either, probably yes or no. Oh, but you just got to run it by the Holy Spirit, because it's different strokes for different folks. You know, what one can do, another one can't handle, and God says you can do this, but this person over here, uh-uh. So you just have to listen to God in your heart, I think. So if you want me to read that sometime, let me know, because she's good, Glenda.
Yeah,
you
go
know,
for
she
you
really
can read
is.
It.
Okay.
You can read it. I think everyone.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. He says, if only my people would wait on me before acting. My people fail to wait in my presence and get my full plan for each phase of the work I have called them to do for my kingdom. With only a part of it, you are off and running. My children and many of you have delayed my promises coming to pass in your lives for this very reason. It is very good you are so willing to serve in my kingdom, but remember, without me, you can do nothing. And then she had a vision in her spirit, Linda, of a kid trying to help her mommy cook, but they didn't have the eggs and stuff, and the whole cake flopped. So Jesus says, settle down, my children, and you shall hear my voice behind you saying, this is the way I want you to go. Appropriate? When you walk in all of my will, all I have promised you will be there. I do not desire you would lack any good thing. I desire you would be healthy, walk in great abundance, peace and joy. This is so cute. I love this. I have mates for many of you, but you are so busy trying to find them your own way that you are walking right past them. I have companies. This is cute. Witty inventions, great jobs, and happy homes and families for you. But you are settling for what my enemy has told you is all you can have. I have wealth and riches for those who will fund my kingdom works in these last days. But you fail to believe me to bring them to you. Believe me. Believe my promises, my children. So we may complete these works, and you shall know my joy in these last days. Believe me. So I thought that was appropriate.
Yeah.
All the stuff going around.
Oh, that's awesome. I have another
good?
Brian.
Yeah.
713. Hi, 713. 713, hello. You're unmuted, 713, if you want to speak. If you just want to listen.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it Deborah?
Yeah. Good to
Hi,
hear
Deborah.
Y'all.
Hi,
I did have
Deborah.
Myself muted, and then I heard my number, and then I forgot to unmute me.
Oh, I do that.
It happens.
All the time.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family of not unmuting ourselves.
Yeah.
How are you?
Some stuff has been happening. Do y'all want me to share?
Amen. Of course. Yes, please.
Okay. The other day I was driving my car, and you know how our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with spirits and all that. And I get attacked in my mind, and a thought entered into my mind that wasn't my thought, and it was from ancient past and that. And I was concerned about it. It's like, I wanted to not think about that. And Jesus reached down from the sky. He looked at me right in my face and grabbed me by the face as I was driving. And he says, "I've got this." Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he had it. He saw that I was being attacked, saw that I didn't want to be attacked. I didn't
right.
want to have these thoughts. And he grabbed my face through the windshield right there
wow.
as I was driving my car. So
oh,
he's got
wow.
this. And I don't know if I've told you guys this or not, but sometimes, I've visited with some preachers in this area, and the last two Sundays I've been over to the Baptist church, and, Jesus does show up there. And when I was worshiping last Sunday, I saw a vision of Jesus, and I'm always concerned about the bride and the readiness of the bride and what's this church doing to prepare the bride. Well, worship is real effective in that church because I saw Jesus holding his broom. And I've seen Jesus with his broom before, and you know what he was doing? He was scrubbing down the people. He was scrubbing the people with his broom.
Oh,
okay, so he's cleansing the bride in that church, in that worship service. So I was really happy to see him, So then this Sunday, there he was at the at the right hand of the preacher up there on the stage in the same position where he was the last time. This time he had his broom. Guess what he was doing? He
what?
Was sweeping the sins out the back way.
Oh,
he wasn't
wow.
sweeping the people anymore. He was sweeping the dirt out the back way.
Cool.
You know what that means? I had full knowledge that means he is through. He is done. He's finished. He
yes.
just walked out the back door, cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so
wow.
So I waited to the very last, because the people are talking to the preacher, and I walked up to the preacher, and I was the very last person. Because I just wanted to say hello, and I shook his hand, and he stopped, and I said, told him I enjoyed his sermon, and I said, I've had a couple of visions lately. Would you like to hear about them? He said, "No, not right now."
Ooh.
Tell you what, that
ouch.
Stabbed
wow.
me in my soul right there. That hurt me, and God told me right then, he is afraid of you. That
yeah.
preacher scared shitless of me. Okay?
Yeah.
He is. He is scared
he
of
is.
Me.
He's intimidated.
He is so scared of me, he didn't know how to handle it, and he hurt me. And it's like,
yeah.
I had to let that go right away.
Yeah, let it go.
I don't need to be hurt by him.
No, yeah. Don't take it personally. It's nothing against
him.
No, he wasn't ready, honey. He wasn't ready.
Remember
Every
that
one day he will be.
Remember the one that the lady is praying over me? I remember how that guy was interested in the end time stuff, so I sent him all
yeah.
the end time stuff, of course, and then I also included in the middle of all of that stuff I sent a little thing about how 90% of the church can be left behind. Well, this time when I saw him, he was kind of like, nervous and couldn't really look at me and, scared.
Mm.
And, mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the same thing. They can't handle the
he
heat.
He gets
you know.
It, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
The thing about it, Deb, is if he's responding to you that way, then he's going to be left behind. Okay, so the Lord using
yeah.
you. To bring him in, he's rejecting the message. He's rejecting Jesus and the rapture message. So that's sad, but that's what he's doing. He's rejecting your message.
He needs a few fireballs.
I don't find
a few fireballs.
That'll wake him up.
And the sweeping out of the church, I believe, yeah, Jesus is done. And that just reminded me of when Jesus said to the apostles, if someone doesn't, when they go into the towns, and if someone doesn't greet you or with whatever, sweep them off your feet, the dust off your feet.
Wow.
Go.
Yeah.
And
exactly,
it's worse
Donna.
Than Sodom and Gomorrah
yep.
for that place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just wanted to share that with y'all.
And you do what you have to do. You follow what the Holy Spirit, you planted the seeds, and if you get slapped in the face, you just walk away because you planted seeds, and God will take care of it from there on. Maybe not that night, maybe not that week, but all of a sudden it's going to hit them smack dab in the spirit, and they're going to have a good think because God's going to get them because you planted seeds, even though you took the persecution, because God took persecution too on earth. So we're just like him. You're going to get slapped and mud flung.
You're doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do. He's pinpointing a few people that he wants to hear the message. He told me, I wanted that pastor to hear the message, not the flock as much as that pastor. And so it's the same with Deb. You wanted that pastor to hear it, and that's all. And then you do it, and you move on.
He's thinking, honey. He's thinking good now. He is thinking.
Wow. Okay.
He's thinking, baby. He's thinking. Because you said something to him that's making him think.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was going to be positive. It was going to be good about, hey, you know, Jesus shows up at your services. Because I'm thinking he doesn't see him, but I see him. And I just wanted to know, hey, I was going to be encouraging to the man. But he wouldn't let me be encouraging.
It would have enlightened his day. However, remember, we are in our as you said, we're not against our battle's not against flesh, it's the principalities and all that.
Yeah.
So it was not him that was not wanting to hear it. It was the evil one that's attached to him.
Oh, yeah.
Not wanting to hear it.
I've had the same experience with at Mass one time. A couple of the priests, they were so holy, so precious. There was a white light all around them. I knew Jesus was right behind them. And I told one of them, and they look at you like, oh, thank you very much. Like you're crazy too, you know? Seriously, because I see halos and lights and angels and things, and I can tell when somebody's, I mean, beautiful. But they're not used to anybody. I was treated very respectfully, but I was treated like, thank you very much, like goodbye.
Right, very dismissive.
Okay. Like,
they don't want
night.
That, Pastor.
It was very
they don't
nice.
Want,
no, they don't.
They want the members to be quiet, sit in the pews, and pay their tithes. The spirit of religion does not want Jesus there or the Holy Spirit in the churches. Not interested.
But they're not used to that. They're not used to, and anybody who comes up and says, well, I see angels or I see the Lord, they're going to dismiss you as you're a nutcase, like you need some psychological help.
Right.
You know, they're the ones who need the help.
Yeah, but that's fine. But that, you know, also in that thing of the sweeping and you felt he was saying, I'm done. It's funny because I believe it was Jen, the YouTube woman, Jen Brazil or something, said that Jesus had told her that he has all the ones that are going to be saved already.
I heard that.
The rapture anyway. The rapture bride has all of his rapture brides now prepared, so meaning we can go home. The rapture brides can go home. The elopture brides can go home. And then everyone else is going to be left to deal with the tribulation, great tribulations. So that kind of is, for
don't
me saying that, was kind of like, along with what her word from the Lord was.
It hurts, though. It hurts when you're so sincere like a child and you think you're going to tell somebody so wonderful, and then they dismiss you. That's a good word, dismiss you.
Yeah.
Right.
Might
oh,
kindly,
I was definitely
but
dismissed.
But you still feel like an idiot, you know. But it's like, you need help. Yeah, nicely, but you need help.
yeah,
it hurt my feelings. And then I realized that I also know from other teachings, it's a sin to be offended. Like, I can't let that offend me because,
you know
what? God's got to deal with him. And I have to let go because I've got to
deal with him, honey. You planted seeds.
So I had to just let that go pretty quick. Before I was out of the driveway of the church, I had let it go.
Said to the Lord, I did what you told me to do. I have peace about it. Now you're going to work on him, and it's in your hands. But he wants us to do the seed planting, and then he'll make the crop grow, or he's going to cut it down, one or the other, depending on their reaction.
But Deborah, you're right. You got to let it go. You can't let it brew.
Got to let it go.
Because it's a sin about, then it becomes all about that, and then you're not focused on Jesus anymore. You're focused on
the enemy will come in and dissuade you and just torment you with this. Let it go, and God will take care of it. Cover him with the precious blood of Christ. Cover him with the precious blood.
Right.
Cover him with the precious blood. Anyone
so you
you're concerned
right.
about?
You did right,
that's what you do. Oh yeah.
Missing it, like yes, you can't take it personally. We can't take it personally. What other people say to us?
No, I couldn't take it personally either. No.
That our
can I say something?
Yes.
Okay, so I had said something on YouTube like a while back, and I was like, I said it and a bunch of other people said it, and I really felt like this was like really coming from the Lord. And then I ended up like people were like not like agreeing with it really, and they were making videos about it and stuff like that. And then I ended up like the next day I ended up having a rapture dream. And then after that, like, people were still, like, commenting, like, oh, that's not true, that's not true. And then I ended up having a dream where I was, like, I think it was the same night, I don't know. But I was, like, I went outside, and I started flying above my garage, or my grandpa's garage, and it was rusty on the top. And I knew it was rusty, and if I were to walk on it, I would have, like, cut my feet. But I just gently like floated down on top of it and started walking. And if I kept on walking, there was like on the edges, it didn't fall off. It wasn't a drop off. It turned into like this beautiful grass and like these trees and stuff like that. And it was like the most awesome grass I'd ever seen. But it was like, I think that it was like kind of letting me know like you're gonna be walking on like all this like rust, but you're not going to be affected by it, you know? Like, nothing will affect you.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. Protected by God, and yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of those people that put out the, I think I know what you're talking about, Tom, and one of the people who put out a video saying it's all a deception, I get very frustrated because from the evidence that she gives, she doesn't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture because, you know, have you ever heard people say this? I'm not for one side or the other. People need to quit debating, but I'm just going to say this. Oh, wait, hold up. You're finally going to let your true feelings out? Just say it. What do you believe? And then she goes, you know, but the Bible does say we're going to be seeing a whole lot of things, so I don't, you know, and so I'm just like, okay. Well, it wasn't exactly like that, but it's like, more like not trying, you know, basically saying we need to prepare, you know, get tons of water. We're all going to go through all this wrath and stuff that's coming. Like, so I don't want to falsely accuse. I'm just saying it appears to me that particular person does not believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Because I think if you do, you would be bold and you would say it and say, yeah, this is the truth right here. You know, we're not. Some people say pre-rapture, some people say pre-trib, whatever. In other words, the rapture is happening soon, like pretty soon. You would be coming out saying that all the time and not trying to avoid the question and say, all right, guys, prepare, let's stock up. You know, we're all, crap's going to hit the fan and we're all going to have to go through it. You know, you wouldn't be talking like that, you know, so I wouldn't pay that any mind.
Well, that's because they don't have faith. They don't believe that God will rapture them in pre-tribulation, like the Bible says in Revelation 3:10. You have to have faith. You have to have faith in God. There were a lot of people. It's easier to, if you have no faith in the tribulation, and I mean in the rapture, then you'll just go through the tribulation because you don't have any faith that God's going to save you. You think he's going to, like, rain his wrath and torture on you. So those people don't have faith in the rapture. You know, it takes faith. That's why we go on RCC. You have to renew your mind every day with the rapture. Even though the Bible says we're going, you still have to have faith because the enemy likes to steal that seed. Once someone says they believe in pre-tribulation rapture, the enemy will do everything he can to convince them it's all a lie, it's never going to come true, they're going to be left behind. So they just believe that doubt, that spirit of doubt, they ignore the Bible. Next thing you know, they're saving water and everything. They're living like the world. Well, save the water and save all the stuff. We're all going to go down in Titanic, you know. But that's, you know what, and she's right, because she will be going down the Titanic because she doesn't believe the preacher. So she thinks she's going to go through it, and she will, right? That's what God told the people that believe they're going to go through it, they will. So I tell people, you're right and I'm right, because I'm going up and you're going to go through it. Good luck. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
And
God rewards faith, right? You can't please God without faith. So,
there are some people that are the bride and know that there's a rapture going to happen that have been told to get food and water, but not for themselves. It's for the that 144, the Xebes, are going to lead to these houses knowing that there's food and water there. For God's people, the ones that cry out to Jesus, that's going to be their supply, that food and water supply. So some are being told to stock up on food and water, but it's not that are rapture brides, but it's not because they don't believe that they're going to be raptured. It's they don't understand why, but God is doing that for a reason, because he's having the houses prepared for those going through the Great Tribulation, so he can bring them to those places. So you Phoebes, you Ninja Turtles, and others can bring people to those places.
Yeah, some of the messages are like, they're getting mad at their viewers, like just fussing at their viewers. Y'all really need to start. We need to save this country. There wasn't hardly anybody showing up to this event. No, but we need to pray for America. Yes. You know, prayer is a good thing, but the attitude behind it is like, we're gonna save it and stop all this from happening. I just want to say, hey, look, lady, you're not gonna stop it. That's why nobody, you know, there's not very many people joining in with you, because it's not gonna work. Gosh, get it through, you know. But
you want to go home.
That's why I say, it seems to me, you know, you can pick up things sometimes. Listen to people for a while, you can kind of pick up, you know, whether they believe they're gonna go through the tribulation or not. You know, the wrath. So.
Yeah, and also God gives messages like that person that's told to get food and water. It's not for everybody. God told them specifically to get food and water. Unless God says, tell the bride to gather food and water, then that message isn't for the bride. Not all the messages people get are for every single person.
Yeah, and not just that, but like for the people who are getting water and food, that doesn't necessarily have to be for that person, but for the people who are going to be left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. A lot of our RCC have been told to get food and water, but not because of for them. It's before the LBs that are going to be sent to those houses for safety and for provision from God, because those are the ones that are going to cry out to Jesus. Jesus, help. We need your help. The ones that don't accept the mark, that are going to be scrounging in survival mode, trying to find food and water. That's who that's going to be for. We have 3 minutes left for the actual church service, but then we're going to go, and then podcast is going to come on. So let's do our Spirit and the Bride say, come,
Jesus.
This will do for our our peeps listening in the chat room. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to get
us. Love you, Jesus, so much.
Tom, my computer is like, I can't even play a song right now. It's like, chat is not responding. So nothing's responding. So we love you. And real quick, I'm going to do the communion. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross for our salvation. Thank you that your blood has washed away our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities. Thank you. You died on the cross for our sins. We forgive us of our sins. We repent of our sins. So the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Everyone eat your bread. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Your blood has washed away our sin, iniquities, and transgressions. Praise you, Jesus. Everyone drink your cup. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We praise you, Jesus. We love you. You can stand and blog if you want.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home.
coming home,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. We love you. We're coming home today. Thank you for taking us as your Elopeshire Bride today for our Lana's birthday. And I unmuted Raina and Miss Judy. Hi. Love
Hi,
you.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Love you all. Miss Raina, are you there?
Oh,
love
yeah.
Love you, Raina.
Hi.
My phone was mute, sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. How are you
doing? How are you?
You good?
I'm fine, thank you. Everyone
good.
Is okay.
Good.
We are good.
Jesus been sharing anything with you today,
now.
Or are you?
Can't wait for him to come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen.
Amen.
On the same boat. We're all just biding
waiting.
Our time. At I think, you know, I'm pretty much at peace, although the thought of going to work sometimes is dreadful, but
yes, I bet.
It's all good. But anyway, Judy, are you there? Do you want to say anything, Judy, or just listening? Are you just spying on us? Judy, are you muted? Anyway, hi, everybody. All right, so anyone want to continue the conversation we were having? Or
well, I want to say that, sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to say a few days ago, Pat read a message that I was asking to get, and I didn't get it.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe someone forgot. I would really, really like to see that word.
Yeah, I think I know which one it is. Oh, I thought someone else was sending it to you.
I did too. I think maybe it's just, you know, like you go through the day and you just forget.
I think I sent it to you. Maybe I didn't get your email right, though. We were having a little bit of a tiff with that. I don't know. Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you want, can I it repeat this, what I have? It's suraikaito at Gmail.
Yeah, that's totally right.
Okay. That's the one.
It's the one that went
yeah,
in two
I
parts. It was the
yeah.
first part, and then there was the bottom part. And,
right. I
know.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Let me look on it and get it to you, honey, because I had sent. I'm pretty sure I sent it to you, but my computer is such a wreck. So no, it's a good computer, but it doesn't always. It's very slow lately. My grandson has to look at it.
Like, is it the Call of the Bride website that it was from, or?
Yeah. Julie True. Yeah, I am calling something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking. I'm going to look at it here, honey. I'm going to get it right over to you. Because it should go. I thought someone was sending it to you anyway, because I had sent it to several people who wanted it. So, but oh, no problem. I'll get that
Thank
over to
you.
Sure, no problem. No problem at all. So anybody have headline news or anything going on special? I don't know. Keith.
Keith dropped off, but... I was
oh,
just
he
saying,
did.
In Hawaii, they're one of the islands. They're telling people to get off the island because their volcano is starting to go.
Really? Is that Pele
yeah,
or whatever?
I saw that about the lava like, reaching their area.
Oh
so
wow, that's bad.
It's Pahoa, Hawaii.
P-A-H-O-A.
Officials tell residents to prepare for evacuation as lava from.
Wow.
I wish I knew what. A volcano moves towards town. So that's going on there. And then White House urges New York, New Jersey governors to reconsider mandatory Ebola quarantine.
Yeah.
Because they want Ebola to spread. And if it's being if they're being quarantined, they won't be able to spread.
I have Ebola.
I guess.
I have Ebola on my toe.
Tomahawk. Yeah, Tomahawk has Ebola on his toe. So if you want Ebola, go touch Tomahawk.
Please pray for my toe.
We'll pray for your toe. Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, now, you are the healer, the great healer, so we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch Thomas's toe and remove all the sickness and disease and infection from his toe, and that he is healed from the top of his head to the tips of his toes, all cells perfectly aligned. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just lift up all of the RCC and the families, anyone who is sick, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to lay your healing hands upon them now, remove any disease and sickness and infirmities from their bodies, and that they are healed from the top of the head to the tip of their toes, all cells perfectly aligned, because by your Jesus, we are healed.
Amen.
And you took away all of our sickness, disease, and infirmities on the cross with you and your beating of your body on the way to the cross. So thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. So that includes Keith and Ambell and Carol and Tomahawk and Mama Pat and Judy, which you have healed. We thank you for healing Judy. But anyone that is sick in the RCC, we thank you. We lift them up to you, Lord Jesus, and they are healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we
yes.
thank you for the healing that you're doing, the miracles you're performing now in your name for the RCC. We thank you. We praise you. Worship you, for you are faithful and true. You do not lie. So thank you, Jesus. All right. Awesome. All right. Anyone else have anything want to say, share?
I had an awesome time at church, ironically, but it had a little twist to it, like it usually does. I actually, before I was going, I kind of, like, you know, I waited till like 20 minutes till or so to go, and I was looking there. I'm like, I'm not shaved. You know, whatever. I'm just going to go in there. I'm tired of, you know, having to shave all the time before I come in here. This is not about appearances. You know, if anybody says anything to me, I'm going to light into them. And I got in there, and nobody said anything, and nothing like that. And guess what? The sermon was on the rapture, and he was telling everybody, it's just like, you know, the end, you know, the end, you know, it's just like what the Bible says about the end times. There'll be scoffers and mockers, and there's a bunch of people, he said, talking about this one guy he was talking to on the phone. His mom said they were using fear tactics, talking about the rapture. She said, it's not a fear tactic. She's one of the scoffers and mockers, just like the Bible. Because the only reason she's saying that is because she don't believe the rapture is happening. It's happening. And, like, he basically, like, he said something else, too, like, you know, talking about salvation. He said, how many of you think that you have to say something to be saved? And some people are like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, well, you don't, because I didn't say anything. It's all about the heart. And he's like, basically calling everybody out, calling them, you know. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And but then, like, he just pooped on the whole sermon. He was just like, yeah. And then I talked to somebody the other day. Of course, you know, he ain't talking like, you know, like I'm talking right now. He's, you know, but he's preaching, saying, you know, that somebody was saying that, you know, they got saved, you know, because Jesus appeared to them at the foot of their bed or something like that. He's like, I don't believe that. That's a lie, and Jesus don't show up like that. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you just pooped on the sermon. I mean, you know, because...
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, he started off good, doing
yeah.
well, and then all of a sudden it's like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that tends to happen a lot at churches. That's kind of sometimes why I don't want to go. But, you know, I do go anyway because I love my grandparents. I want to spend time with them. And,
yeah.
sometimes, usually with every church I go to, there's always this weird tension between me and the pastor. There's like this, I'm like, I know he's watching me. He's watching me. I look up, he's looking, and I'm like, oh, what is this? You know, this is, but anyway, yeah. It's,
Ben, you should preach.
Well,
there's
a bunch of them before.
Yeah.
I was reading, alert, Obama signs executive order 13295 to detain or quarantine Americans who merely show, I believe it's, I can't read the whole thing, but probably symptoms of Ebola.
Mm.
That's funny. Yeah, it's funny. So I went to church today to help with the babies, and like, oh, I really don't like taking a shower. And I'm thinking, well, Jesus, you always say come as you are. So I'm like, I could just show up and not, but then I ended up taking a shower because I would feel badly if I didn't.
Oh,
but I'm
goodness.
Like, you say
you're
you can
funny.
We come as we are. Which is true. He's not, he doesn't care how we show up. As long as we come and worship
him. Have deodorant on?
Yeah, oh, definitely deodorant. So I'm
at least that.
Don't leave
you're
my
okay
house.
Then.
But I am like a deodorant. I used to use aerosol deodorant. I don't anymore, but my parents always called me Pigpen, you know, from the Peanuts characters, because I would, like, be in a cloud of deodorant because I don't want to ever want to be caught smelling.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would be in a cloud of deodorant. I know this is TMI.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, but
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Swan says, however we are, he doesn't. You don't need to clean your garments before you show up to Jesus, because Jesus will clean your garments for you.
We're going to have a white gown.
Yes. He will cleanse you. If you just ask for forgiveness and come to Jesus, he will cleanse you. You don't have to, like, you know, be perfect. Come into his arms. He loves you no
Good.
Matter what.
And
he just wants
now,
your
sure.
heart, your mind.
That's right.
All your spirit. So, yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I actually do like the fact that they actually do talk about the rapture up there. But like I said, it always comes with a little twist, and it's just like, you know, the Bible verse that came to my mind, like, upon leaving, is like, we all see it through a glass darkly, and I'm just like, well, I can't wait till I can stop seeing through a glass darkly. You know, let's get our glorified bodies already. You know.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'm ready for my glorified body. Because I really like to eat chocolate way too much.
Chocolate, yum. I have a couple of old friends who, like, every once in a while they'll like post a picture of me and be like, oh, I miss Thomas. Like, where's he at? Like, one day they started like this hashtag thing on Twitter saying, where's Thomas 2014 and all this stuff, and I'm just like, I'll just appear out of nowhere and just be like, I'm right here. Like, I'm spending my time with Jesus. They don't understand, looking through the comments. They posted a picture of me, and like, tons of people were commenting. They're like, what happened to him? What's going on with him? Like, what's he doing? Like, one of my old friends was like, why do you have to leave your friends just because you believe in God? And I was just like, it's more than just believing in God, you know? It's more than that. It's a relationship that I cannot have with anybody else but him.
Right.
You know? And they don't understand because they don't know how it is to be with him. Like, it's an actual feeling, not just, like, saying that you believe in him. It's not even just believing. It's more than believing.
He makes you feel that he's right there, that he's a real person, and he gives you all kinds of graces to have every emotion with him, really.
Yeah, and it's not just a
beautiful
feeling. It's not just a feeling of a person. It's like a feeling of, like, more than a person. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's not
an actual
person.
It's like it permeates your whole being. He just takes over completely.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's the God of the universe.
Yeah. His love
more
is so different from anybody else's.
Person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't describe it.
Mm-mm.
You can't. And it's going to be even more fabulous when we go up to heaven. I mean,
I know.
You just can't imagine. What St. Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what awaits those who, you know, what heaven is.
Yes.
It's just incredible. We can't begin to imagine in our finite thinking and reasoning what God has for those who love him. Yeah, definitely.
And some people he reveals it to, but like I keep saying, I want to be surprised. I haven't seen my house. I haven't seen my gown. I haven't seen activities that I'll be doing. Because I know what my banquet feast is going to be, though. I've been told that. But I want to be surprised. I'm like, I want to see.
Yeah.
He knows how I am when I get surprised, and he wants to see me giddy, jump.
That's
why he's not revealing it to me. And I told him I don't want to know. For the most part. Of course, but then I am very curious. But
yes.
I want to know
if
I don't.
Surprises.
I'd rather find out.
Then he'll surprise you. He'll surprise you.
Exactly, yeah. I want to be surprised.
Well, Jesus knows that I like to see my surprises before the surprise.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he's shown you your house and some other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all different. Like, I'm the one that gets a birthday present or a Christmas present early, and I save it until the actual day because I want to open it on that day. And you never know if you're going to get any more presents, so I want to open it on the day that it's supposed to be opened. But that's just me. But I have some family members who are snooping around and trying to figure it out before it even the occasion gets there. But that's them. That's not me. We're all made differently.
Yes.
Well, we're all going to be in each other's houses in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to be going to each other's houses and just barging in out
of nowhere. Oh, yeah. Open door.
Absolutely.
Block parties.
I've had visions of that every night.
That's what I say.
I've had visions of we're all close and we're all visiting and we're all just having a wonderful time with each other, you know, as a special family.
Mm. Yeah, and it's RCC and all of our families.
I heard too. It will be a surprise, like for when we like see our stuff in our house, but it'll also be like a surprise for others to see the things that are in our house because they're going to be using it too.
Mm-hmm. True.
I have total open door policy. Just come on in. It's the way I am with my friends and family now. You want something in the fridge? Go get it out of the fridge for yourself.
Yeah.
Mama Pat's going to have all this food made. It's going to be made and ready.
Oh, absolutely.
20%.
Pizza.
Yes.
So we can always just walk in the door.
Pizza, lasagna, filet mignon, you name it, babies. I got it for you. I love to cook. Nobody's going to go hungry.
Filet mignon.
Somebody out there makes cupcakes.
I want cupcakes 24/7. And Thomas and I were talking about candy bars earlier. And so we're probably going to have some kind of – you want to have like a candy planet? Is that what you said, Thomas?
Yeah.
We're coming.
Pretty sure there's going to be a candy planet.
We'll be there.
And
they
won't be able to break anything.
What's
I think
Sarah?
We'll eat it and we'll reappear.
What'd you say, Sarah?
Oh, no, I said at least people won't be able to break anything.
Sorry,
like,
I had to
ask. Like,
turbo.
Go back and unmute myself. I was saying it would be a real Willy Wonka land.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Willy Wonka land, yeah.
Everything.
Chocolate.
Yep, lots of chocolate.
The chocolate river that they float down in the boat.
Yes.
But I don't want to float down in the boat. I want to have my – well, if I'm floating in the boat, I'm going to have my mouth down in the chocolate as we're floating along with open wide.
We're going to be able to breathe underwater so we can breathe
save
in the chocolate.
Save some for us.
Chocolate bath.
We'll beat you to it.
Yeah, so I want to be able to – I want to – but, yeah, so I don't need a chocolate river. I'll take the river of life but then have, I don't like gumdrops, but trees like with Starburst there or chocolate bars hanging from it. They can just pick.
Mm-hmm.
Or different kinds of
with
candy
the coconut.
We don't even know.
Oh, love cotton candy.
Mm. Cotton candy trees,
candy
that would
too.
Be cool.
Oh,
just,
cotton candy trees. Oh, man.
That would be cool. Then just pick off the cotton candy.
Well, also.
Those trees will be so naked.
I know.
Well,
if I get to them, they'll definitely be naked.
Go back instantly, like all the fruit, and having if you pick a piece of fruit, it immediately grows back. So that'll be the cotton candy
tree.
You take cotton candy, and then it'll immediately sprout
cotton
again.
Cotton candy will grow back too.
There's also going to be like foreign candy too. Like in Germany, they have tons of candy.
Oh,
like
they have great stuff in Europe. Oh my gosh.
Yes, they do.
I have a catalog
chocolate
from those
too.
Places. And it's off the charts, incredible.
Their chocolate is so good.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Italian chocolate is amazing, but God told me, or Jesus told me, I was talking to Jesus. Jesus and I are having a romantic chocolate dinner. food is going to all be like sweets, chocolate. And anyway, but he told me, because I like Italian chocolate or European chocolate, he's like, the chocolate in heaven is, you know, 1,000 times even better than that. So I'm praise the Lord.
Yes, right. In other words, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Were
and
you
we'll
going to
eat
something, Ben, or was it you, Tomahawk, that was...
I think it was Ben.
Ben, what were you going to say?
Well, I don't know. Were you, Ben?
I don't know. I got lost, too. No, just
I know,
at least
you're
people
all
won't break
caramel.
Anything, because, yeah, I like caramel.
see down here people like, hey, can I get on your computer? Hey, can I play on your drum set? And we can't really let them do that. They'll tear it up. Like, you know, but up there you can just, all right, cool, go ahead. You know, have fun. You know, just let them, you know, do whatever they want to
break
do.
It.
What? Yeah. What I really want to do is, like, while we're touring, like, each other's mansions, like, we're just going around, like, we're just riding on, I don't know, like, horses or just something, you know.
Hoverboard.
Yeah.
I have horses.
Cool.
I had a horse, and so my horse has passed, so my horse is going to be in heaven waiting for me, so I for sure have one horse.
Oh, yeah.
I had a horse. But I didn't want to ride it.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Big horses.
You didn't
want
to ride it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're scary. Like, I had...
No.
I was dating this girl, and she was a horse rider, and she was not scared of horses at all, and horses would be, like, trying to kick her, and she'd be like... It wouldn't even faze her at all. I was just like, no, I got to get out of here. I left.
Yeah. You know, horses, just like people, have different personalities. My horse was so sweet. They call him a babysitter horse, that a little baby could ride on him, and he would just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, no big deal. But there are some, you know, but a lot of it, just like animals, like dogs, or it depends on how they're raised. If they were raised, you know, not nicely, then they're going to be skittish and not have the best personalities because of fear. So it just depends. But in heaven, all horses are going to be perfect, and they're not going to be trying to kick.
No, they'll be great.
I want a lion.
Be great.
I had a couple of dreams of, like, lions, and they were just the coolest creatures.
Oh,
so
they can be tamed, sure.
Yeah, they were so awesome. They were, like, fluffy and, like, most awesome hair, and, like, they were just, like, so graceful, and like, some of them were white, like, pure white, and, like...
Oh, yes, there is. They're all white lions.
Colors. Yeah, white lions, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like, that's awesome, because I love monkeys. I love animals. Lions are cool, but I love, you know...
Right.
Animals, and that's cool that, yeah, we can just, like, walk up and ride them, touch them.
Yeah.
They're going to be friendly.
And they
can
talk to us.
Yep.
They'll be able to talk to you. Yes, they sing.
I just wonder if you can, like, talk to your animals, like your pets. When you're in heaven, be like, hey, remember that time when I fed you those treats? And you, like, ate all of them and you throw up everywhere. Like, I wonder if you can talk to them like that.
Oh, yeah.
He made a donkey talk.
He made a donkey talk in scripture. So, yeah, your animals can communicate with you probably by telepathy. But, yeah, sure.
Yeah, telepathy.
Why not?
Yeah, because I'd like to apologize to a pet frog that I had that I overfed. And, like, I have, like, a story in my head of how that would go down. It's really funny.
Yeah, your mind goes everywhere when you think about this.
Yeah, I've apologized. I need to apologize to my pets too, but not for overfeeding them.
Yeah, I was young and didn't really know how to.
Just getting more mad at them than I probably should have.
Oh, sometimes
me too,
my cat drives
me
nuts.
Forgiveness, though.
I have to tell
so
the
they'll
Lord,
probably
I'm
like,
sorry for being
what are you
upset
talking about?
Cat.
I don't even remember what you're talking about. So it's all good. But yeah,
yep.
I agree. I want to apologize to some of my animals.
Mhm. Well, I guess we all do. But drive you nuts.
Yeah, and my fishies. I don't have regular traditional pets. I've had betta fish. And I didn't keep their bowls clean as I probably should have, or they've passed
Ooh.
On now. But
I had koi fish. I had koi fish, and I cleaned the fish tank out with I had like laundry detergent soap on my hands, and I put it in the fish tank on accident with my hands.
Oh,
like the soap was still on my hands, and then I put the fish in the water, and then they ended up floating to the top. Like, actually, they were trying to jump out of the fish tank, like trying to commit suicide,
because
it was like torturous to them. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was the worst. Like, that was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know what? I wonder, like, whenever a bee stings you, is it committing suicide? Or, like, you know?
Some bees can continue stinging, but yeah, the ones that once they lose their stinger, they die. Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny, Thomas. I could tell you Thomas, but Tomahawk. I had goldfish, and I had goldfish committing suicide all the time. Like, they jump out of the bowl at night, and I put them on the ground. It's because I didn't realize that I had to put, like, some kind of stuff in the water because the water had chlorine in it. I didn't know I had some stuff in the water. So that happened to me. I had goldfish committing suicide all the time, and I didn't understand it. I'm like, what's going on?
Just dropped.
That is just, like, so... That's something else. They're happy wherever they are.
Yeah, they're
we'll
in the
see
big pond in the sky.
I'm going to have a fortress pond, I hope.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, and they're really... They
Very
get really
beautiful.
Big if the...
They do.
If the,
they're
if
cod.
If the pond
they're
is big
they're
enough.
Cod. Yeah.
Oh, my
cod
God.
Fish.
Oh, they're
Japanese
are
version.
A brand of cod? I didn't know that.
Cod, I don't know. They like the big goldfish.
Yeah, koi.
Yeah,
koi.
They're really long, though.
Yeah, my kids were in the Delaware Water Gap on the river, and they were in a rowboat, and they caught a cod, a goldfish. It pulled the boat. That's how huge it was. I kid you not.
Yeah, they get big.
They
wow,
get big.
Wow, that's crazy.
If they're in a big enough pond.
Yeah, this was on the river.
Mine were
a big,
small.
Big river.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they get
Mine
huge.
Were small because
it pulled the boat.
In a small
it
bucket.
Pulled the boat for them. And it was gold. Oh, they couldn't believe it.
Well, there's this website, and it's like prank. It's like, it's like a prank website, because yesterday I'm like, I thought Ebola was, like, confirmed in a town 45 minutes away from my where my parents live. And so I, like, reposted it on Facebook, and then I clicked on it myself, and it's like, you've been pranked. And now that's like the same thing. Ebola confirmed in another place in Michigan. And the same thing. I'm like, this website is just all pranks.
It's going to turn into like...
Feednews.com.
It's going to be like... It's going to turn into like so many pranks that it's really going to happen and people are going to think it's a prank.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
That's so true. Just like the boy who cried wolf.
Like, yep. Exactly.
No one believed him when it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
A bunch of false websites that people keep passing around and they think it's real news. All you got to do if you want to check that stuff, like there's nationalreport.net, Onion, and all this other stuff, go to the main website. If you look at the URL of something that you don't know if it's true or not, look who's hosting it, like the website, the name that's before the .com or .org or whatever, and just delete everything after that. Go straight to that website and read all the news articles there. If all those news articles look like garbage, they are. I mean, because like National Report, like I don't want to spend all the time talking about it. But what I'm saying is, you know, you just read it, and it's just a bunch of silly made up stuff that everybody knows. If you read it, it was all silly and made up. It's not like
yeah, Onion
real or,
News is fake.
Yeah,
and
a lot of people
like
pass
this.
That stuff around thinking it's real, and but they're not. You know, I look right at the bottom. It says NationalReport.net or Onion. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, and so, I had posted it, and I deleted it immediately. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to spread. That's not true. I'm not going to spread that. It's not true.
But I got a question. My biblical knowledge on this isn't good. Michael earlier, I think that's his name, was talking about the Elijah and Elisha stuff. I don't know if it's in the Bible or if it's just something I read, because, you know, everything that's in the Bible is true, but not everything that's true is in the Bible. In other words, you can still learn some more stuff through Revelation and things, you know, God set it up that way. I don't know if it's like a word, a vision somebody got, or if it was in the Bible, you know, talking about how, like, you know, the Elisha, Elijah got translated, Elijah, yeah, he was caught up, Elisha was, like, still here. But Elijah came back and visited Elisha and him or her, I think it's him. And,
Elisha,
you know,
yeah, Elisha.
Was it him or her?
Him,
but,
no, they're both hims. They're all Enoch, Elijah, Elisha, is they're all hims.
Okay. And Elijah came back and visited and was going, you know, encouraging and staying with, like, not, I don't know, staying with, but like being with Alicia for a while. And so I got the one that said if that's in the Bible or not, because I don't know if that's in there. But anyway, if it is, I don't know if it's just like a vision or word, like I read somewhere. But if it is, well, that's like more proof right there of the, you know, the comeback that we keep talking about all the time. Because Elijah went up, but he also came back down for a little while to, you know, to be with Elisha and encourage him and help him through, like, you know, the times and stuff, you know. Yeah, so I wanted to bring that up while he was talking about that, but I don't know. I like my biblical knowledge that